Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma stuff for me to take, and it did absolutely nothing to help with slow healing or bring my diabetes down. My friend Patrick recommended the products found at yourdiyhealth.com here on EFR, and I have tried them. And my sugar level is down, my energy level is up, and my body is getting the natural ingredients it needs for self-healing. I am quite pleased at the results. You can contact Jim Ram at yourdiyhealth.com. That's yourdiyhealth.com. And their toll-free order number is 855-809-6864. That's 855-809-6864. I am quite happy with their products, and I'll just leave it at that. Praise Yahweh. See you later.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward.
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show's word for word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the first of June 2018, bringing in a new month. We are still in the Apocrypha. We will be getting into the book of Baruch today. Baruch has five chapters in this book, but the next book, the letter of Jeremiah, is listed as chapter 6 of the book of Baruch in the King James Version and the Latin Vulgate, where they have the Apocrypha. The new King James does not have the Apocrypha, but in the Greek Septuagint, the letter is separated from Baruch by the Book of Lamentations. So I will be placing it at the end of Baruch. And it does not much matter whether it's part of Baruch or not, but it'll be lumped in basically with the second show of Baruch. Pardon me, I had to clear my throat. My website is pastor-steve.com. It's not an interactive site. It's just for download and listening and for looking stuff up, like two seed line sites, things for sale. It has all my shows on there, word for word and wake up call. I have a Pastor Steve post section where I have opinions. You can read them and take them or leave them, whatever. But that's the website. I'm very pleased with it. A nice little website. This is my 390th word for word show. That's not counting the reruns on Tuesdays and Thursdays, because people are trying to play catch up But they can get all the word-for-word shows on the website. So let's get started in the book of Baruch, the first subsection. It has Baruch and the Jews in Babylon. It's not Jews, it's Judeans, the people of the land of Yehudah, okay? The Yahudim, those who praise Yah. Okay, that's correct. Jews is not correct. But they put that in all these books and people run with it and they are fooled by it, unfortunately. But let's get rolling. Chapter 1, verse 1 of Book of Baruch. These are the words of the book that Baruch, son of Neriah, son of Machzeiah, son of Zedekiah, that's Zedekiah, son of Hasadiah, son of Chilkiah, wrote in Babylon. Verse 2, in the fifth year, on the seventh day of the month, at the time when the Chaldeans, okay, that's Kasdim in Hebrew, the people of Babylon, took Jerusalem and burned it with fire. And on verse 1, you can reference Jeremiah chapter 36, verse 4. That's Jeremiah 36, verse 4. Verses 3 and 4 in here, you can reference 2 Kings 24, verses 8 through 17. That's 2 Kings 24, 8 through 17. Okay, let's get to that. Chapter 3, Baruch read the words of this book to Yeconiah, son of Jehoiakim, king of Yehudah, and to all the people who came to hear the book. Verse 4, and to the nobles and the princes and to the elders and to all the people, small and great, all who lived in Babylon by the river Sud. Verse 5. Now, wherever it has the Lord in here, referring to Yahweh, I will use the name of Yahweh. And it's in here a lot. So wherever you hear Yahweh, it says the Lord in English, which is not correct. Let's get it straight. Verse 5. Get a little hit of coffee here. Then they wept and fasted and prayed before Yahweh. Verse 6. They collected as much money as each could give. Verse 7. And sent it to Jerusalem to the high priest Jehoiakim, son of Chilkiah, son of Shalom, and to the priests, and to all the people who were present with him in Jerusalem. Verse 8. At the same time, on the tenth day of Sivan, or Siwan, that's a month, okay. Baruch took the vessels of the house of Yahweh, which had been carried away from the temple, to return them to the land of Yehudah. I'm not going to say Judah, because there's no J in Hebrew. And they take Jews from Judah. And that is not correct. Continuing on, the silver vessels that Zedekiah, son of Josiah, king of Yehudah, had made verse 9, after King Nebuchadnezzar of Babel, or Babylon, had carried away from Jerusalem Jeconiah and the princes and the prisoners and the nobles and the people of the land and brought them to Babylon. Next subsection. A letter to Jerusalem. This is verse 10. They said, here we send you money. So buy with the money burnt offerings and sin offerings and incense and prepare a grain offering and offer them on the altar of Yahweh, our Elohim. Verse 11. And pray for the life of King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon and for the life of his son Belshazzar, so that their days on earth may be like the days of heaven. Verse 12. Yahweh will give us strength and light to our eyes. We shall live under the protection. Now the Greek has in the shadow, okay, of King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon and under the protection of his son Belshazzar, and we shall serve them many days and find favor in their sight. Verse 13. Pray also for us to Yahweh our Elohim, for we have sinned against Yahweh our Elohim, and to this day the anger of Yahweh and his wrath have not turned away from us. That's why they were in dispersion. So they were going to humble themselves. Okay, verse 14. And you shall read aloud this scroll that we are sending you to make your confession in the house of Yahweh on the days of the festivals and at appointed seasons. So the priests were going to confess their sins, pray for Israel, and basically try to ask Yahweh to abate his wrath. Of course, this was going to be going on for some time because Yahweh was very angry because of the apostasy that had gone on in Israel with idols and other things. They really misbehaved, and he warned them. He said, if you do not turn back away from these sins, this is what I'm going to do to you. You know, and they wouldn't do it, just like a lot of our people today. We try to tell them here on EFR, turn away from your sins, repent, come back to Yahweh, call on the name of Yahweh, quit talking about the Lord and God and all of that, and worshiping on the day of the sun god, come back to Yahweh worship, keep the feast, keep the food laws. But no, they want to keep on keeping on. Okay, well, that's why we're having all these troubles today, because of apostasy of the Israelite people in dispersion. They're still in apostasy. And it seems to be getting worse. We'll continue on. This subsection is confession of sins by the priests. Verse 15. And you shall say, Yahweh our Elohim is in the right, but there is open shame on us today, on the people of Yehuda, on the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Verse 16. And on our kings, our rulers, our priests, our prophets, and our ancestors. Verse 17. Because we have sinned before Yahweh, verse 18. We have disobeyed him and have not heeded the voice of Yahweh our Elohim to walk in the statutes of Yahweh that he set before us. What I just say, they're not keeping the statutes. Verse 19. From the time when Yahweh brought our ancestors out of the land of Mitzrayim, that's Egypt, until today, we have been disobedient to Yahweh our Elohim, and we have been negligent in not heeding his voice. Here's verse 20. And verse 20, you can reference Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 through 68. That's Deuteronomy 28, verses 15 through 68. Verse 20. So to this day there have clung to us the calamities and the curse that Yahweh declared through his servant Moshe at the time when he brought our ancestors out of the land of Mitzrayim to give us a land flowing with milk and honey. Verse 21. We did not listen to the voice of Yahweh our Elohim in all the words of the prophets whom he sent to us. Verse 22, but all of us followed the intent of our own wicked hearts by serving other gods, or little e, Elohim, okay, and doing what is evil in the sight of Yahweh our Elohim. That ends chapter 1. Chapter 2, so Yahweh carried out the threat. He spoke against us, against our judges who ruled Israel, and against our kings and our rulers and the people of Israel and Yehuda. Verse 2 of chapter 2. Under the whole heaven there has not been done the like of what he has done in Jerusalem in accordance with the threats that were written in the laws of Moshe. Verse 3. Some of us ate the flesh of their sons and others the flesh of their daughters. They were starving under siege, so they did cannibalism. Verse 4. He made them subject to all the kingdoms around us to be an object of scorn and a desolation among all the surrounding peoples where Yahweh has scattered them. Verse 5 of chapter 2. They were brought down and not raised up because our nation sinned against Yahweh our Elohim in not heeding his voice. And the Greek has because we have sinned, not the nation. Verse 6. Yahweh our Elohim is in the right, but there is open shame on us and our ancestors this very day. Verse 7. All those calamities with which Yahweh threatened us have come upon us. Verse 8. Yet we have not entreated the favor of Yahweh by turning away each of us from the thoughts of our wicked hearts. Okay, now that's quite clear that each individual person back then and today needs to make a personal commitment with Yahweh. Not in some big dog and pony show in a big mega church. You and Yahweh. Me and Yahweh. He's our Father. Talk to him like a father. a loving Father that is disciplining us because we have misbehaved. Verse 9, and Yahweh has kept the calamities ready, and Yahweh has brought them upon us, for Yahweh is just in all the works that he has commanded us to do. Verse 10. Yet we have not obeyed his voice to walk in the statutes of Yahweh that he set before us. Here's the next subsection, a prayer for deliverance. Chapter 2, verse 11. And now, O Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, who brought your people out of the land of Mitzrayim with a mighty hand, and with signs and wonders, and with great power and outstretched arm, and made yourself a name that continues to this day. Verse 12. We have sinned. We have been ungodly. We have done wrong, O Yahweh, our Elohim, against all your ordinances. What a heartfelt prayer. Verse 13. Let your anger turn away from us, for we are left few in number among the nations where you have scattered us. Verse 14. Hear, O Lord, that means master. Or you can say, hear, O Yahweh. I would favor that. Hear, O Yahweh, our prayer and our supplication, and for your own sake deliver us and grant us favor in the sight of those who have carried us into exile. Verse 15. So that all the land, they have earth here, but it's not earth, it's land. All the land may know that you are Yahweh, our Elohim, for Israel and his descendants are called by your name. Verse 16. Now these repeat. It's verse 16. O Yahweh, look down from your holy dwelling and consider us. Incline your ear, O Yahweh, and hear. Verse 17. Open your eyes, O Yahweh, and see, for the dead who are in, that would be Sheol, not Hades. This is Greekized here. They have Hades, but it would be Sheol, land of the dead and its inhabitants. O Yahweh, and see, for the dead who are in Sheol, whose spirit has been taken from their bodies, will not ascribe glory or justice to Yahweh. Verse 18, but the person who is deeply grieved, who walks bowed and feeble, with failing eyes and famished soul, will declare your glory and righteousness, O Yahweh. Verse 19, for it is not because of any righteous deeds of our ancestors or our kings that we bring before you our prayer for mercy, O Yahweh, our Elohim. Verse 20, for you have sent your anger and your wrath upon us, as you declared by your servants, the prophets, saying, here's verse 21 through 23. You can reference Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 34, and chapter 27, verses 10 through 12. That's Jeremiah 7, 34 and 27, 10 through 12, and verse 23, which I'm going to read, is you can reference 3 Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 19, and also in this section, verse 24, you can reference Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. That's Jeremiah 8, 1 and 2 for 24. All right. Verse 21. Thus says Yahweh, bend your shoulders and serve the king of Babylon, and you will remain in the land that I gave to your ancestors. Verse 22. But if you will not obey the voice of Yahweh and will not serve the king of Babylon, verse 23, I will make to cease from the towns of Yehuda and from the region around Jerusalem the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, and the whole land will be a desolation without inhabitants. Verse 24. But we did not obey your voice to serve the king of Babylon, and you have carried out your threats, which you spoke by your servants and prophets, that the bones of our kings and the bones of our ancestors would be brought out of their resting place. Verse 25. And indeed they have been thrown out to the heat of the day and the frost of the night. They perished in great misery by famine and sword and pestilence. Verse 26. And the house that is called by your name you have made as it is today because of the wickedness of the house of Israel and the house of Yehuda. That's why the temple was devastated. Yahweh left that temple, and it was vulnerable then. All right, here's the next subsection. Elohim's promise recalled. Okay, now verse 28 and 29 here, you can reference Deuteronomy 28 verses 58 and 62. And verse 35 here, you can reference Jeremiah 32, verses 38 through 40. That's Jeremiah 32, 38 through 40. A little hit of coffee there. Verse 27. Yet you have dealt with us, O Yahweh, our Elohim, in all your kindness and in all your great compassion. Verse 28, as you spoke by your servant Moshe on the day when you commanded him to write your law in the presence of the people of Israel, saying, verse 29, if you will not obey my voice, this very great multitude will surely turn into a small number among the nations, where I will scatter them. Verse 30. For I know that they will not obey me, for they are a stiff-necked people. But in the land of their exile, they will come to themselves. Verse 31. And know that I am Yahweh their Elohim. I will give them a heart that obeys and ears that hear. Verse 32. They will praise me in the land of their exile and will remember my name. Okay, remember my name. What do we teach here at EFR? We teach the name of Yahweh. Okay. Verse 33, and turn from their stubbornness and their wicked deeds, for they will remember the ways of their ancestors who sin before Yahweh. Verse 34. I will bring them again into the land that I swore to give to their ancestors, to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And they will rule over it, and I will increase them, and they will not be diminished. In verse 35, I will make an everlasting covenant with them to be their Elohim, and they shall be my people, and I will never again remove my people Israel from the land that I have given them. Well, if that's all conditional, if you will obey my voice, this very great multitude. Okay. This begins chapter 3. This continues on in the vein of the last chapter until it reaches verse 9. And it goes into praise of wisdom again, and then it's all poetical. So let's get started in verse 3. Or chapter 3, pardon me. O Lord Almighty, okay, that would be O El Shaddai. O El Shaddai, Elohim of Israel, the soul in anguish and the wearied spirit cry out to you. Hear, O Yahweh, and have mercy, for we have sinned before you. Verse 3, for you are enthroned forever, and we are perishing forever. O El Shaddai, Elohim of Israel, hear now the prayer of the people of Israel. And the Greek has the dead of Israel. But that's not very accurate. The children of those who sinned before you, who did not heed the voice of Yahweh, their Elohim, so that calamities have clung to us. Verse 5. Do not remember the iniquities of our ancestors, but in this crisis, remember your power and your name. Verse 6. For you are Yahweh, our Elohim, and it is you, O Yahweh, whom we will praise. Verse 7, for you have put the fear of you in our hearts, so that we will call upon your name, and we will praise you in our exile, for we have put away from our hearts all the iniquity of our ancestors who sinned against you. At least they did temporarily. They were going to do it again. And we're doing it again today. Verse 8. See, we are today in our exile where you have scattered us to be reproached and cursed and punished for all the iniquities of our ancestors who forsook Yahweh our Elohim. What's going on today? Are we not being punished today? Tell me we're not being punished. I want to hear you say that. Can't say it honestly, can you? No, can't do that. Okay, now we come into the wisdom section of chapter 3. verse 9, you can reference Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 22. Verse 15 in chapter 3, you can reference Job chapter 28, verses 12 and 20. That's Job 28, 12 and 20. And verses 24 and 25, you can reference 3 Maccabees 2, verse 9. That's 3 Maccabees 2, verse 9. Beginning in verse 9 here. Hear the commandments of life, O Israel. Give ear and learn wisdom. Verse 10. Why is it, O Israel, why is it that you are in the land of your enemies, that you are growing old in a foreign country, that you are defiled with the dead? Verse 11. That you are counted among those in Sheol, not Hades, Sheol. Verse 12. You have forsaken the fountain of wisdom. Verse 13. If you had walked in the way of Elohim, you would be living in peace forever. Yep, verse 14. Learn where there is wisdom, where there is strength, where there is understanding, so that you may at the same time discern where there is length of days and life, where there is light for the eyes and peace. Verse 15. Who has found her place? And who has entered her storehouses? Verse 16. Where are the rulers of the nations and those who lorded it over the animals on earth? Verse 17. Those who made sport of the birds of the air, and who hoarded up silver and gold, in which people trust. And there is no end to their getting. Mm-hmm. What about today? Verse 18. Those who schemed to get silver and were anxious, but there is no trace of their works. Verse 19. They have vanished and gone down to Sheol, and others have arisen in their place. Verse 20. Later generations have seen the light of day and have lived upon the earth, but they have not learned the way to knowledge, nor understood her paths, nor laid hold of her. Verse 21. Their descendants have strayed far from her way. Verse 22. She has not been heard of in Canaan or seen in Teman. That's the area of the Canaanites. Or Teman is Edom, okay? That's Edom, the Edomites. And you know who the Edomites are. Verse 23, the descendants of Hagar who seek for understanding on the earth. The merchants of Meron and Teman, the storytellers and the seekers for understanding, have not learned the way to wisdom or given thoughts to her paths. And the descendants of Hagar, that would be the Arabs. Okay? Because Hagar was an Egyptian woman, Mitzrayim. Okay? Okay? verse 24. O Israel, how great is the house of Elohim? How vast the territory that he possesses. It is great, verse 25, it is great and has no bounds. It is high and immeasurable. Verse 26, and you can reference Genesis chapter 6, verse 4. Genesis 6, verse 4. The wisdom of Solomon, 14, verse 6. And 3 Maccabees 2, verse 4. And in verse 29 of chapter 3, you can reference 3 Maccabees 2, verse 15. That's 3 Maccabees 2, verse 15. Verse 26. The giants were born there who were famous of old, great in stature, expert in war. Verse 27. Elohim did not choose them or give them the way to knowledge. Verse 28. So they perished because they had no wisdom. They perished through their folly. Verse 28 is quite clear. They perished because they had no wisdom, because they weren't of Adam. They weren't the chosen seed line. Verse 29. Who has gone up into heaven and taken her and brought her down from the clouds? Verse 30. Who has gone over the sea and found her? All right, they're talking about wisdom here, okay? In the feminine sense, that's that they call her a her, okay? Who has gone over the sea and found her and will buy her for pure gold? Verse 31. No one knows the way to her or is concerned about the path to her. Verse 32. But the one who knows all things knows her. He found her by his understanding. The one who prepared the earth for all time filled it with four-footed creatures. We're talking about Yahweh here. Verse 33. The one who sends forth the light and it goes. He called it and it obeyed him, trembling. Verse 34. The stars shone in their watches and were glad. He called them and they said, "Here we are." They shone with gladness for him who made them. Verse 35. This is our Elohim. No other can be compared to him. He found the whole way to knowledge and gave her to his servant Jacob and to Israel, whom he loved. Verse 37. Afterward, she appeared on earth and lived with, and they have humankind here, it should be Adam kind. Live with Adam kind. So that ends chapter 3. Now I'm going to look here at chapter 4. I doubt seriously. No, 4 and 5 I will have to do. 4, 5, and 6 I will do on the next show. I really just don't have the time today. I have 20 minutes. I don't know whether I can get 4 done. Actually, I have about 15 minutes. There are 37 verses. I can do two a minute. Okay, let's do four here. Chapter four. This still concerns wisdom. Verse 1, she is the book of the commandments of Elohim, the law that endures forever. All who hold her fast will live, and those who forsake her will die. 4:1, you can reference Sirach, chapter 24, verse 23. Verse 2, turn, O Jacob, and take her. Walk toward the shining of her light. Verse 3. Do not give your glory to another or your advantage to an alien people. Okay, non-Israelites. Verse 4. Happy are we, O Israel, for we know what is pleasing to Elohim. Here's the next subsection, encouragement for Israel, because they're in dispersion, so he's writing encouragement here. Verse 5 of chapter 4. Take courage, my people who perpetuate Israel's name. Verse 6. It was not for destruction that you were sold to the nations, but you were handed over to your enemies because you angered Elohim. Verse 7. For you provoked the one who made you by sacrificing to demons and not to Elohim. Verse 8. You forgot the everlasting Elohim who brought you up, and you grieved Jerusalem who reared you. Verse 9. For she saw the wrath that came upon you from Elohim, and she said, listen, you neighbors of Zion. Elohim has brought great sorrow upon me. This is like Jerusalem's woman, and she's speaking, okay? It's very poetic. Verse 10. For I have seen the exiles of my sons and daughters, which the everlasting brought upon them. That's another name for Yahweh, a title, okay? Verse 11. With joy I nurtured them, but I sent them away with weeping and sorrow. Verse 12. Let no one rejoice over me, a widow and bereaved of many. I was left desolate because of the sins of my children, because they turned away from the law of Elohim. Verse 13. They had no regard for his statutes. They did not walk in the ways of Elohim's commandments or tread the paths his righteousness showed them. Verse 14. Let the neighbors of Zion come. Remember the capture of my sons and daughters, which the everlasting brought upon them. Verse 15. For he brought a distant nation against them, a nation ruthless and of a strange language, which had no respect for the aged and no pity for a child. Verse 16. They led away the widow's beloved sons and bereaved the lonely woman of her daughters. Verse 17. But I, how can I help you? Verse 18. For he who brought these calamities upon you will deliver you from the hand of your enemies. And here's verse 19, and you can reference 2 Esdras, chapter 3, verse chapter 2, verse 2. That's 2 Esdras 2, 2. Go, my children, go, for I have been left desolate. This is Jerusalem speaking. Verse 20, I have taken off the robe of peace and put on sackcloth for my supplication. I will cry to the everlasting all my days. Verse 21, take courage, my children, cry to Elohim, and he will deliver you from the power and hand of the enemy. Verse 22, for I have put my hope in the everlasting to save you, and joy has come to me from the Holy One, because of the mercy that will soon come to you from your everlasting Savior, or from the everlasting, your Savior. Okay? There's two versions of that. Verse 23, for I sent you out with sorrow and weeping, but Elohim will give you back to me with joy and gladness forever. Verse 24, for as the neighbors of Zion have now seen your capture, so they soon will see your salvation by Elohim, which will come to you with great glory and with the splendor of the everlasting. Verse 25, my children, endure with patience the wrath that has come upon you from Elohim. Your enemy has overtaken you, but you will soon see their destruction and will tread upon their necks. Verse 26, my pampered children have traveled rough roads. They were taken away like a flock carried off by the enemy. Verse 27, take courage, my children, and cry to Elohim, for you will be remembered by the one who brought this upon you. Verse 28, for just as you were disposed to go astray from Elohim, return with tenfold zeal to seek him. Verse 29, for the one who brought these calamities upon you will bring you everlasting joy with your salvation. And here's another subsection. This is the last of chapter 4. I'm not going to be able to do chapter 5 today. I will have to get that on Monday. This is Jerusalem is assured of help. Verse 30 of chapter 4. Take courage, O Yerushalayim, for the one who named you will comfort you. Verse 31, wretched will be those who mistreated you and who rejoiced at your fall. Verse 32, wretched will be the cities that your children served as slaves. Wretched will be the city that received your offspring. Verse 33, for just as she rejoiced at your fall and was glad for your ruin, so she will be grieved at her own desolation. He's talking about Babel. Verse 34. I will take away her pride in her great population, and her insolence will be turned to grief. Verse 35, for fire will come upon her from the everlasting for many days. And for a long time she will be inhabited by demons. Verse 36. Look toward the east, O Yerushalayim, and see the joy that is coming to you from Elohim. Verse 37. Look, your children are coming, whom you sent away. They are coming, gathered from east and west, at the word of the Holy One, rejoicing in the glory of Elohim. And that ends chapter 4. Now, I have less than 5 minutes, and I cannot possibly get chapter 5 in. So we will reserve chapter 5 and the next book, which is called The Letter of Jeremiah, which would be chapter 6. And we'll do 5 and 6 on Monday, the 4th of June. So that about ends all that. Been a good read today. I enjoy all of these scriptures in the Apocrypha. And I hope you enjoy them too. I'm going to play the bumper music, the word for word outro, and then another little tune. And I will catch you on word for word on Monday, or on Bloodlines on Sunday. We'll see what we have here. So may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.